Interview. Regarding purchase of land at Loma Linda. Loma Linda, California, March 28, 1912. Report of interview held with Mrs. E. G. White, Loma Linda, California, March 28, 1912. Those present were Elders Knox, Charles Thompson Flays Burden, W. C. White, and Mr. Jones. Knox. We wanted to ask you a little about some of the things you said this morning. You spoke of looking out of the window this morning and how pleased you were on account of the land we owned here. Now, in referring to that, did you mean the land that the sanitarium actually owns, or the land they are talking about buying? Mrs. E. G. White. One night, during our meeting here some months ago, I could not sleep. I thought the brethren were arguing about its being objectionable to add more land. Then it was presented to me that the owners of the land were all ready to dispose of it, and I told our brethren that it was wisdom from the light given me in the night season for us to have possession of that land. The owners were all ready to sell that land off, and I was very much distressed because of this fact. We were trying to get ourselves into a position where we should not have unbelievers crowded in and settled among us, carrying things just as they wanted them. That they were going to do, and I was determined it should not be done, because light was given me that it would be to the detriment of the truth. We must have some leeway that when certain ones should come in for a piece of land, we would have a piece of land for them. We were not to hug the land to ourselves. The light given me was that we could sell the land just as well as they could. We were to take the position that we would purchase that land, and the time would come when we would see that it was a great blessing that we had done so. It was not the right thing to do to let this and that party rush in and build as they pleased. So, before the meeting closed, I went down and said about the same as I am saying now, that we should not let that land go out of our possession. There had been two or three meetings considering what we should do, and I had made up my mind that if my brethren could not see the wisdom of taking such a course, I would hire the money myself, and I would buy the land. We want our people by themselves, and then they will not have the example before them of others working on the Sabbath. Wherever we can, it is our duty to manage it so that the immediate surroundings of our institutions are not to be bothered with this Sunday-keeping and Sabbath-breaking element. It was laid out to me in a very distinct manner that God has a special work for His people to do. He has those who will need just the blessing that would come to them by being connected with Sabbath-keeping neighbors. And they want a place, and we can furnish it for them if we will act wisely. Therefore, I took my position that we should keep possession of that place. Distinctly, it was presented to me, and if my brethren could not see it, then I should take it on myself. Knox. She speaks of it as though we possessed it. Now, does she mean one or both of the places you were considering? W. C. White. There was a question in the minds of the brethren with reference to what you included in your remarks this morning, whether you referred to the 86 acres on the Colton Road that you and I looked at from the road, or that piece, and also the piece on the other side of the road where the orange orchard is. E. G. White. The places that are nearest us, we must not let them settle in there. We can sell it just as well as they can. We could dispose of it to individuals that will come in. Thus, believers who can help us will have a chance to purchase. Knox. Now, from all that has been shown you, do you see any objection to the institution's planning to sell part of the land to proper persons of our own people? E. G. White. There will be those who will come in that will be a great blessing to us. We can be a help to them, and they can be to us. Persons will come in who will need our special help, and I felt that even with all the work I have on hand, I would act a part in this matter. Knox. There was one question which troubled the committee, and that was this. To secure this land, both pieces, will require about $60,000. The 86 acres and the orange orchard piece will require about $60,000. The committee had the impression that the instruction you had given meant that the institution should get this land and keep it. And they dreaded, with all the indebtedness already on the institution, to add this $60,000 and then have no prospect of selling the land to our people.
E.G. White. It has been kept before me all the time that where there is such a large establishment as is growing up here, that we should not work to crowd into the market every foot of land possible. We should not be bare-handed. There are ministers who will have to leave the places where they have been laboring, and they will need a place to live. It will be so. We must allow them to have a place here for a time. Some will come here to engage in the work in different departments. Others will be ministers who have lost their health and lost their courage, and they will need to be where they are upheld. Not many can take such ones into their families. There are but few who could take them in, and we must have a reservation. And I know of no better reservation than this that is right close to us here that we could use to help them. We must work to aid those who have not homes of their own. I am willing to help in this. We do not want to bring anybody in that is going to be a heavy burden upon us, but there will be those to come in who will be a help to us, and we can be a help to them. And in that way, they will have a home. I do not know that this seems sensible to you, but it does to me. Knox, that all seems sensible to us, Sister White. The only difference of opinion was on the question of the advisability of increasing the indebtedness of the institution so much, and the idea that we must keep the land and not sell it. E.G. White. We are to sell it to the very best persons that love the Lord and keep His commandments. And it will be a help to us in our various lines of work. In this way we can dispose of it, but it is an impossibility for this land to stand as at present, such a beautiful place, and nobody wanted. Jones. In the minds of some of the committee, so far as the investment is concerned, they think they could get the money out of it, but much has been said about getting out of debt. And our brethren say, we have a big debt already on the institution. Now if we add $60,000 to this, what will the people all over the country say about it? E.G. White. I say we must make the investment, and if you do not do it, I shall. Knox. If we understand it right, you want us to go and tie this up definitely and positively for the sanitarium, with the idea that by so doing we will keep undesirable parties from crowding near to us, but that as occasion offers, the land can be sold to parties that will be a help, and this will be a help to us, and to them as well? The land is not to be hugged up for ourselves, but is to be of use for our brethren. E.G. White. We are not to bring in and join right close to us as neighbors those who will be chopping wood and working at various things on the Sabbath. We lay a temptation before the people. The Lord does not want us to permit such neighbors right around us, working before our children on the Sabbath. If we had acted wisely, our people in different places would have purchased land before this, whereby so doing, they would be enabled to work intelligently and effectually for the truth and in favor of our cause.